Gemara. So there are two dots there. Gemara Baba Vasar, Sidron Shel Ksuvim, the order of the proper order of Ksuvim is Rus, Tehillim, Iyov, Mishle, Koheles, Shir HaShirim, Kinos, Daniel, Esther, Ezra, Devarayamim. Good. Luman Da'ama Iyov Bimei Moshe. There's a very big discussion throughout Shas. What did Iyov ever live? If he lived, when did he live? Big discussion. So then if that's true, if you hold that Iyov was in the days of Moshe, so you'll make Iyov Bereisha. Aschula b'proni is lo maschilun. You don't want to start with bad things. Rusnami proni esu, but proni is the islay achris. Good. So, but the perus is different because even though it starts bad, but it ends with a good note. Good. The Amar of Yochanan loma nikra shmo rus. Normally, when someone converts, they change the name. So, how come by rus? They kept the same name. They should have changed their name. Sheyotza mimenu David, because David came from Rus. Sheru laKodesh Baruch Hu, that what beShiras v'Shish Baruch Hu, that she sang, that he sang to HaKodesh Baruch Hu Shiras v'Shish Baruch Hu. So they wanted to leave the word Rus from Shiros. So that's because David sings the Shiros. So they kept her name. Okay. Umi Chila Kosh Bachu, Bishus Bachu. Umi Kosvan Moshe. And what did Moshe write? Kosav Sifro. Here's where we got our problems. He wrote his Sefer. Upashas Bilam. And the Pasha of Bilam. Now that would mean that Bilam is not part of the Pashas Moshe. What do you mean? Bilam is in the Torah. Right. And Torah is Moshe. And yet here the Gemara calls it Sifro, his Sefer, Moshe's Sefer. Upashas Bilam. Very difficult Gemara. The Iyov and Iyov. Yeshua Kosser Shemona Prakam Shabbatara. He wrote the last eight Psukim in Torah. Shmuel Kosser Sifro V'Sifra Shoeftim V'Rus. Good. Okay, the Gemara goes through the whole thing, but here we got our problem here. Now let's see how Rashi learns. Rashi, if you look at the Rashi about 10 lines up, before it gets narrow, Upashas Bilam, Nivuaso, Bilam's prophecy, Mesholav, and Bilam's Mesholim that he sent, Afal pisha eino tzorchei Moshe v'toyrosoi. Even though it's not needed for Moshe, and it's not needed for his Torah, the seder myself, and the putting in order and setting out of all the actions that Moshe speaks about, you don't need Bilam there. Still, Bilam's written. Very difficult. How do we understand this? Now, number one is if you claim and told me that Bilam's, that Moshe wrote Bilam's Nevuah because we need it. Okay, I understand that. How come he had Nevuah? That's another discussion. But well, what's going on? But here Rashi's learning that it's really not part of Moshe. And we got Moshe doesn't need it. And theoretically, for Moshe's purpose, we don't need Bilam. So then what's going on here? What's in the, how did it get into Torah? And it's not in Devarim, which we discussed once before already, that Devarim is the review. So maybe you would tell me, well, in the review, Moshe put it in there. No, it's in the first four, which we said is Korav to the Nosein, to the giver. So how come it's in the Torah and it's in the first four? It's difficult. Gemara, and if we go a little further, if you go to the next page, in the next page, this is the Sifri. The Sifri writes, look at the bottom of the first column there. Well, this is all the way at the end of the Torah, speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu, V'loikam Navi Od B'Yisrael K'moshe. That's what the Pasuk says. So what does the Sifri say? Avol B'Vloyim Kam. By the Goyim, there was a person as big as Moshe. And who's that? V'Eizuzeh Bilam Ben Bor. Bilam Ben Bor. Big as Moshe. Always hard to understand this. And then the Medrash, it goes to tell us differences between the Nevuah of Moshe and the Nevuah of Bilam. Moshe didn't know me, Medabrimo, and Bilam knew exactly who was speaking to him. Moshe didn't know when he's going to speak to him until he spoke to him. Bilam knew when he's going to speak to him. So it seems that Bilam is
greater than Moshe.
In certain ways, greater than Moshe. It's very difficult to understand. So let's start. We'll try and have an understanding. So we know the basic story is that Bilam was going to get paid. Still, he wasn't going to go. And eventually, they got him to go. And you should know that when you have a chance over Shabbos, you should look in the Targum and the Targum Yonatan ben Uzziel. You will find very interesting thing. In fact, we have part of it here. If you look on the third page of Chumash, you see that the Osun, we got to come back to the beginning, but I just want you to see this, is that look at Pasuk Dal Lamed, Vatomer Osun El Bilam, Haloya Noichi Asuncha Asher Achafti, right, Olai Meoitcha Deyem Azaskin, Iskatzlozko, Vayemelo, Vayigal, and he saw. And that what? Now look in Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vayemer lov malach Hashem amai kisas hason chaze shalosh. It should have said shalosh ha'omim. And instead it says shalosh regolim. And therefore Chazal teach us you're trying to be mevatel the yamim tovim. That's why he uses the us and says to him, what are you trying to start up with them, with their yomim tovim? And if you look in the Targum, look at Targum Yonasim ben Uzziel on Lamed, v'amat asim lebilam v'yachlok bilam chosid daitant. You're missing things, dan, b'iro mesov misa ba'almodein, and you're not coming to the world to come, and you're trying to start up with the people of Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, that the b'schus, you have this world and the world to come is all because of them. What are you starting up with them? But if you look carefully in the Targum in Israel, you will see that Bilam is Lavan. And the Targum says that, remember all the way back when we spoke about it, when that Lavan was made a deal with Yaakov. Yigas Sahadusa. He's not going to bother them, and they can't bother him. That was the deal. And now he's coming to break the deal, because otherwise Bilam can't go to say anything about Klal Yisrael. So it's Lavan coming to break the deal. And if you get a chance, you'll go here. I'm just looking if we have the photostat here. But you will see, if you look at a chance, you will see that the Targum keeps referring back to the Lavan. No, we don't have it here. Okay, fine. So when you have a chance over Shabbos, you'll see there's a reference, constant reference to Lavan here. Okay, let's start with the Ramban on the Pasuk that's marked Aleph Beis. We got it? On page Tov Kuf Yud Ches, all the way back. So it's the first, the first sheet of Chumash. V'loy olach kipam b'pam likros nechoshim. So he starts to say that there was a lot of kesik, there was ksamim, and there was a lot of different things that were going on in that time, and that Bilam was very, very much involved in it. And then, in the top of the left column, he brings this Sifri that we just saw, that while Lekom Kamashoig, like Nama Bayisol, there was, by Goyim there was, and who's that? Bilam? And he goes to tell us again this difference between. So let's see this paragraph that starts, Ubiur Inyan Habraisa Azu. And we have to see it very carefully. And we have to see it very carefully and see what's doing. Ubiur Inyan Habraisa Azu, Mipnei. Sha'amar HaKosuv Lekom Novi Od Bi Yisrael K'Moshe. There's no one that got up among Klal Yisrael that's like Moshe. Asher Yudo Hashem Ponim El Ponim V'doshu Rabbeisenu She'inu Bo L'Saper B'mayil Asher L'Nevuas Moshe Al Nevuas Shar Neviim. It's not coming to tell us the advantage that Moshe has over other prophets. He already told it to us in two different places, and he need not repeat it again. Why? Because in the pasuk it says, "Va'era el Avram el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov bekel shakai," but Shmi Yudkei Vovkei lo nadati lehem. That I didn't come to speak to them, as we spoke about what Yudkei Vovkei is. But Yudkei Vovkei, Moshe I speak to. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov I spoke, Kael Shakai. But not Yudkei Vovkei. Yudkei Vovkei, that's Moshe. Moshe is unique. If you'll have another prophet as great as Moshe, so the psukim have already described to us the greatness of Moshe. Now the psukim are not talking about Moshe, who says Hashem kinyan shenemoi dienyonos dechach veidacha shuloyama kosev asheyudos Hashem ponim el ponim. Aval asheyudo, it means that someone who knew it, no one's as great as Moshe, because Moshe knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu ponim el ponim, face to face. Ki yidabe al biya nevua yoyma. It's like someone who speaks to his friend face to face. That's how he speaks to him. Shemodia Dvorov, he lets him know his words. V'kavonoso, and what his thoughts were. Achiyakir Bifonov, till he recognizes. What? Sheevin Dvorov, bottom of the right column on the next page. Sheevin Dvorov v'kavonoso v'amira uva hakoras, and in the recognition ritzono b'fonav v'amro ki labilam hoyezeh be'eshenovo. Now starts these words. Please watch how the Ramban says it. How come Bilam got this nevuah? How come? Bilam wasn't like Moshe. And Bilam, as we know, is involved in all these avodah zarah and all of these kesamim there. Look at the Ramban. Be'eshenovo lichvod Yisrael. Now Bilam is getting it for the honor of Klal Yisrael. She'omad al divrei Hashem. The Alritzono, the Chelfzo, because he told them what Hashem wants. Becholo Inyan Ha'osid Lovely So, because he said over all the prophecy that's going to happen. If you look carefully in the prophecy of Bilam, you will see, especially in the last part of his prophecy, which is after Shavi, you will see he speaks about all the nations of the world separately. And Yumaisa Mashiach, Bilam says it all. In fact, you should know there's a very big discussion among the Mefarshei Siddur, should you put into the Siddur Matovu Oholecho Yaakov Mishkin Asecho Yisrael? Because Klal Yisrael didn't say it, Moshe didn't say it, Bilam said it, and that's why many have the minig not to say Matovu at all, even though he was speaking about the greatness of Klal Yisrael and their Bote Knesias and Bote Midrashas. But since Bilam's the one who said it, they don't say it. Now, but the Ramban tells us a very big and important point. Bilam got the prophecy l'chvoid Yisrael, for the honor of Klal Yisrael. Be'afal pikein yesh hefrish be'nevuas Moshe le'Bilam. Ki Moshe lo yoda madibur imoy be'ze inyan be'esem be'ze mitzvah yitzavenu. He didn't know beforehand what he was going to tell him. Havelo yodeya hu muchan b'choleis l'dibur. He was always ready, Moshe. And he would tell him like he wanted to. Avo Bilam, hoye mechavein umechashev bedover ahu shuchofetz bo. Bilam thought into what he wanted to think into. V'holeich, he went umizbodeid, and he sat in meditation. Umeichin nafsho, and he prepared himself. Liyol salav o ruach, that he should have the spirit of Hashem and prophecy on him. Ula yikra Hashem lekrosu kashem mufurish b'kan. Maybe he's going to get to be able to speak of what he wanted to speak. V'yodei shim yochol o binyan ahu asher choshav, and he knew that if he does get the prophecy concerning that which he had thought about, Yidaber imo lo binyan acher. He knew that an Hashem will come. It's only to talk to him about this specific concept that he had been thinking about. So Bilam knew because he was thinking about it. Moshe doesn't need to. Moshe's ready for whatever the Rabbeinu Shem wants to talk. Moshe lo yedeh masi dabimai. Moshe didn't have any set time. He would have been shown to talk to Moshe anytime. He would always be ready. And whenever Hashem wanted, Shemol Kishinema, Shemol Shomdu, Imdu, Veshma, Maitzav Hashem. V'chein b'chol eishi l'fon av yisal l'rotzen l'yos mitzav v'yisay b'oil ma'ed. He would, any time he wanted to tell him something from Oil Ma'ed, what would he do? Let out the voice. And Moshe is ready for Nebuah. He's on that level. The Yishma Kol, and he, Moshe, would hear the voice. Medaber loves speaking to him. Abu Bilam. He had to concentrate to get that specific moment that it would be possible for Hashem to speak to him. And he couldn't have the spirit of Hashem on him. Ela ba'osa shah. Only at that exact moment. And maybe he says that's what Rabbi Seinu mean in Gemara and Brachas and in Sanhedrin. Show you mikalo ba. Not any other time. So therefore, Moshe has a uniqueness here as to Moshe's prophecy of what's going on. Now if we go on the next page on the right-hand column, go down about six lines. I'd say about six lines. You will see Vahamoshol Azeh. That's a Moshe.
Same page.
Same page, just the next column. Yode Yoresh Adats Achachomim Lolma, Shayibilom Yodea Meatzmo, Achre Kavonas Shashem Yomelo, that he knew what Hashem will speak to him. Ma Ekov Lokovakel. What can I curse if Hashem doesn't want him? Becholayinian. And therefore, the acher kein yishma adibor b'milos haheim ashechosha b'libo. Unbelievable. That Bilam would be able to hear from Hashem the exact words that he himself thought in his heart to be able to say, that's what Hashem told him. Normally he would do it with the koach of tumah,
The ato.
Again, important words which they need to define.
Bishvil Yisrael.
Yishma b'em gam adibur.
And Hashem will let it be heard for the sake of Yisrael.
He himself was very praised by himself. He was taken back.
Mm-hmm.
That he could hear the words of Hashem, he himself was taken back. That a man of such a level of setting could be able to hear the words of Hashem, he himself was taken back.
Good.
So we find that Bilam, for the COVID of Klal Yisrael, were able to hear there and say these prophecies. Now, the Ramban continues. Look on the left-hand column, left-hand page here, Lamed Aleph. Mizeh Kosev Nilmad Ki Bilam Lo Haya Navi. Bilam was not. Eilu Haya Navi Eich Yitztarech L'Gilu Einayim. If he was a Navi, why does the Pasuk tell us that he needed Gilu Einayim, to his eyes should have be able to have a Gilu, a revelation? B'Riyas HaMalach Kashiyom HaKosev B'Mishal Egeel Nevuah. What do you mean? The Malach was sitting there, standing there. How come he didn't see the Malach? Must be he's not a prophet. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know what to do, what he sees. Below Yermakam b'Neviim, you don't say that. And the Pasuk even calls him Bilam ben Bora Kosem. Avol again, the Ramban. Next to the last line. Avol lechvod Yisrael bo oilov Hashem balayla hu. He came for COVID Yisrael. And then he had an opening of his eyes and he saw and he had a revelation. It's all for the COVID. Now, how it works out that it's COVID. Of course it is because he spoke wonderful things about Klal Yisrael. But what does that mean here?
But it wasn't his intention.
That's right. It was not his intention at all.
Hashem used him.
That's right.
Is that like the concept of in Nachav, Isha Elohim more than a Navi?
Well, let's hold off to ask that question. Let's hold a little further. We'll come back to it. So, again, he keeps coming back to this idea that it's for Klal Yisrael that he says it. Now, if we go a little further, when Parshas Hazinu, the Ramban tells us the following. It's on the bottom right corner in Parshas Hazinu.
Hashem agreed with him and he said, Salachti kidvarach. Vatam betainuze. Einenu karotze laros kocho bein sonov.
He doesn't want to show his strength between among the people that sona, that hate him.
Ki kol agoyim ke ayin negdo. They're nothing. Ma'afes v'tol nechshavulo.
They're like nothing.
Aval Hashem boro es ha'odom b'tachtonim.
Very strong words.
Hashem created man down here. Sheyakir es boro.
And the purposes we have discussed is for them to recognize their creator. V'yode l'shmoz. We saw in the Ramban in Parshas Bo many weeks ago. And to give praise to him.
V'som orishus biyodo, but he put in his hands the rights to do ra o leitiv.
You have the choice. But I created you to bring kovet shemayim to the world.
V'kashe chotu biritzonam.
When all the other nations sinned willfully,
The Chofar Bo Kulam, and they denied in God. Lo Nisha Rak Ha'om Azeh L'Shmo. The only ones left are this great nation called Yisrael. Ufirsim Ba'am Ba'osel Sumosim, and Hashem let it be known and through Osel Sumosim, Ki Hu Elokei Elokim V'Adone Adonim, V'Noda Bezeh L'Kol Ha'amim, and that all the nations should know it. V'Neim Yoshuv V'Yaved Zichrom, and if they will wipe out Klal Yisrael, Yishkechu Amim Esoy Sosov, the nations will forget about everything that Hashem did. And he won't, no one will talk about it. And people will be more than happy to forget about Hashem. One of the main reasons that the Nazis wanted to wipe us out is because therefore they don't have any guilty conscience about God anymore. It's gone. Finished. And if somebody will come around after everybody's wiped out, so they'll say that's a koach of the kochovim of the Avodah Zarah. So then the whole purpose of what man was created for will be gone. Next column, Lagamre. Shelo Yishabem Yodis Bora Rak Machis Lefonav. There'll be no one there. Everyone's just getting Hashem angry, so to say. Valkein Roy Midino Rotzen. Shoya Bebrias Oilam Shi Rotzen Milafonav Lekeikim Lo Laam Kol Ayomim. Because therefore there must be a nation that represents Hashem all the days of the world, in all of the history, there must be a nation. Ki heim akroivim elov. They're the ones that are close to him. Vayodim oso mikol ha'amim. So therefore they know him. Bilam thought that he was going to come and curse them out and then they would be wiped out. But Hashem has these people close. So he therefore changed the nevuah to good.
Bracha.
Good. Now, so Ramban says that again a few more times here, because Hashem wants to have people like that. And if you look on the right side here, next to the last paragraph, he says again, Ki Yoshiv Noakam Lutzorov, whom the son of Yeshalim, he pays back. Vatam came also called Rasimon Lusainotsa Chakosh Borchu. They're going to get it all because of the fact that they started up with us, and we are the nation that represent Hashem, and because of that, they're going to get it. So Hashem stands for Klal Yisrael. But we need to understand this much deeper, to really understand what is this all about. So the Maral, if you have time over Shabbos, I will tell you that you will gain a lot to learn these last few prokim in the Sefer called Netzach Yisrael, which goes through all the prophecy. But let's see a little part of this Maral that will open up for us the whole idea of Bilam. And then we will be able to go back to the Gemara to begin to understand. So this is the beginning of Perek Nun Zayin. Hadavar Asheyivchan Mizuloso. If something is explained or chosen from an outsider, Hu Abchina or Amitis, that's real truth. Hashaloyipo bo suffered. Then you will have no doubt of what's being said. Vadova zeu dia hodalonu hotoras emes, asheposlo edus krovim. And that's why krovim relatives are posolly edus. Because people that are close to the person could be they're not telling us the absolute truth. But if, so to say, the enemy would speak about them in a positive way, that's a much greater proof than if his relative says it. And similarly, if an outsider comes to say something, it's much greater than when the insider says it. Right? If a guy who works, who's the vice president of the corporation, he gets up and says, this president of the corporation, he's an outstanding guy. So in the back of your mind, or maybe even in the front of it, you say, he's waiting for that raise. Huh? He's really a shaykhet. But what could you do? He needs a raise. But now the competitor comes in and says, I want to tell you, it's very difficult competition. But one thing I want to tell you, it's a pleasure dealing with this president. So you say, well, maybe he wants the business. Okay, but it's a better praise than the guy who's his vice president. Right? That we understand. Good? The ein atam mipnei sheyeid sheker. It's not because the relative is going to say sheker. Ki lo nechshad Moshe le'yidov sheino. Right? Moshe is not suspected of saying something that's not 100%. Or the Aaron, Shiale Mohemes, Aaron's going to hold off the truth. Rak mipnei she'ein edus rak mizulozo. Edus is from someone from the outside. Someone from the opposite. V'dovazeh kivarni kivarni. I explained this in other places. V'nei yizbor l'cho'od. V'zeh. Ki'edus yesh lod lodun olav tzorch shi'edus nimtza b'poel ha'gomur min ha'meyed. In other words, a person, edus has to be something that the dayan knows exactly what happened. Exactly what's doing. V'dov zeh divrei chachomim amukim ol, this very deep concept. Mipnei ki adin v'mishpota sheyavo al edus. If you're going to make a judgment based on witness, it's a very difficult concept. Hudover mechuyev umuchrach. That means it's a must. It has to be that way. That's the fact. Kemoshu kol din mechuyev umuchrach. That's din. Din means it's got to be. So then what you're saying has to be a reality. You can't talk about a possibility. You can't talk about ability. You have to be talking about reality. When something is in ability, that's not real. It could be, maybe it will be, but it's not real. Then if you're going to make a psak, then it's got to be reality. It's got to be. V'lokach kol din posel b'layla. Very interesting line he just said. Therefore, you can't paskin at night. Why not? Look at note 9. Why? Shebein dine momenis v'dinam foshes l'odonim t'chilu v'dinam b'layla. Why? Because night is not reality. Day is real. Because in day, you could see everything. In night, you grope. And that's why we always talk about golus. We describe it as night. And groping in the night. Right? Lahagid baboker chazdecha. Because you see it. Right? Be'emunoscha balelus at night. We believe, we hope, we have all the things. But it's not a reality. V'chol kabolus edus is possible balel. It's possible at night. V'hasuma is possible edus. Same idea. Kol zein yenechot, shekol eilu eimetziusam b'poel, they're not reality. Ki hayomu nimtza b'poel, v'adin v'chol ha'shashayech lo, tzorech shiyu nimtza b'poel. If you're talking about judgment, then it's got to be real. Not ability, not could be, would be, should be's, but it's got to be real. When a relative says something, it's him. You know, you're part of the, you know, you may not like your relative, isn't that what they say? Huh? You can choose your friends, but not your. Okay, but he's still a chelik, right? I joke with my wife and I say, you know, my children, they're my blood. You, yeah, you know, married, but not my blood.
She doesn't appreciate
Purim Torah. Torah.
And I never understand why she doesn't appreciate
Torah.
Good. Hu kamo chatzi besoro. It's like a piece of his own basar. Kamo shama kosev etzem miriam al nosir kemes b'tzeisem erechem imo v'yochol chatzi besoro. It's like him. Hu me'achas she'ed me'ed al anidon hu chelik min Hashem yidn olav ein kan eidus b'bol. So you can't have eidus from a relative. It's not real. Ki kol dover nimtza b'pol achev v'lo nimtza b'pol atzmo. So therefore, nevonim understand that, and therefore you can't have it. And then he goes into why women are posel eidus over here. But let's go a little further. So let's go to the next page. Second column. Umipnei ze bilom. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Bilam. Zula Shehu Zulas Yisrael. Because he's not Yisrael. And he is not only that, he is from Ammon and Moab. And they are known to be arch enemies. And therefore he specifically wanted someone like that to come along and say, the Eidus about Klal Yisrael. There are problems in Klal Yisrael, but in the format, who they really are, they are in a very complete state. They're as complete as anything can be in this physical world. Bilam picked to speak about Klal Yisrael because he recognized who they are. Because they are the reality of this world. Yisrael is the reality of the world. And Bilam, who is an arch enemy, came to say Eidus on Yisrael. And that's why he's the one that he should say the Eidus. He wanted to curse them because he's their enemy.
Right.
And now he comes and says Eidus on their greatness. Right. That's real Eidus.
He wasn't related, wasn't close.
And therefore, Bilam is saying prophecy based on the truth of who they are. Because it's all good. Now, more, let's see why. They are tremendous, tremendous brachas. Now why? Let's understand why. So number one, we said, because they're the enemy. And therefore, their witnessing or their statement is a much greater one. But now it goes much deeper. Now, if Klal Yisrael says about Klal Yisrael, one second. If Klal Yisrael says about Klal Yisrael, that doesn't say anything. That's not Mechayev the Goyim. But now that Bilam said about the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that's Mechayev Goyim to recognize who Klal Yisrael is. And that's a better and a deeper advantage of the Eidus that Bilam says over anyone else saying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand something. The words that came out of Bilam's mouth were not Bilam's. They were HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words.
That's right.
So,
but Bilam is the one.
If I take your analogy, right, and if somebody else says something good about you, that's much stronger than you saying something good about yourself. But if I walk in with a piece of paper and I say, Rebbetzin Katzenstein told me to say this about you. Okay, so...
You can't say it in public. You can't say this. But anyway.
But you know what I'm saying? So it's not any better. It's like...
Except for one thing. But if Bilam is known to be the prophet that's doing all the prophecy for all the Ksamim and everything. See, he's known to be this person, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses him as the Keli to praise Klal Yisrael.
But he tells Balak that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in my mouth, that's what I'm going to say.
But, right, well, so which means that I am, it's not just that he said, he had to agree and understand it. Because it wasn't just...
Where do you see that he had to agree with it?
Because we see it throughout this. You see, has throughout the whole, how it's described and how he...
Oh, yeah.
So no, it's not only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts b'fi oso adaber, but I'm only going to say the thing... It's oso adaber with my stamp of approval on it? That's what he's saying?
And you should know that Chazal tell us, so much so, that his want to curse us stayed in the words, so that when Klal Yisrael lost Madregas and Chet,
they turned into the clouds.
But so that means that when he said it, he knew what was going on. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that he was in
Was this nevuah interpretive? There's different like ways that
say by Yika. Right.
There's different. The Rambam like talks about how there's different ways that nevuah happens. So like Moshe was different than like
because it was clear.
Right, but some nevuah they have to go to sleep and then they have to sleep over the dream or
because
the
nevuah,
and then they'd have to interpret it later on.
Right.
So was that more?
This is a riddle or something.
Right.
So that was but, which
but
one
see,
was Bilam more like?
But you see that by Bilam, it didn't work that way. He said it straight.
So was there
the cause
any
of the COVID for
was there any filter process for him internalizing what he was saying?
Apparently he didn't because he was saying it for the COVID of Klai, so Hashem made it in a very special.
Okay.
Okay. Uvamedrash, let's go a little further. Uvamedrash. Kishabirech bilo mesisol hoyukolo holech samach mil. Look at that. His voice carried Sama Mil. It's unbelievable. Kemachne Yisrael, as big as the Machne of Klal Yisrael was. Ugedoylo Barocha Shabirech Bilam is Yisrael, mi Barocha Shabirech Yaakov is Hashvat. Look at this medrash. It's an unbelievable medrash. It's greater than the Barocha one. Umi Barocha Barocha Shabirech Moshe is Hashvatim at the end. Kishabirich Yaakov is Hashvotim Oichiaches Ruvain, he gave Musa to Ruvain and to Shimon and to Levi. Abu Birchas Bilam, Im Betoch Tochocha. The Ein Bohem Pagam, no blemish. Ulfichol Govada Shel Yisrael, Uboili they Kakola Ba'atzas Bilam. Therefore, they got very carried away, so to say, and with the Eitz of Bilam, he was able to get them. At the end of the parasha, so it says that Bilam got them to do terrible znus. And that's where we have the whole story with Zimri. So Medrash says, what did Bilam do? So Bilam told these people, he said, listen, I want to tell you one thing about Jews. They always like a good deal. So this is what you got to do. Stand in front of the tent. Tell them there's a tremendous sale going on. And Jews always go for a sale. Things don't change. Go on for a sale. And they'll come. And you'll tell them the sale is unbelievable. But you have to go in the back to get the material. And get that which is. And in the back you'll have good looking women. And they'll just talk to them the business. And then they'll get them into the Dvarim Asurim. All through the deal. This is how the Medrash tells us. So you see that we there's something about us. Heina dvorim shel milamala. Kimasha omru shayukolo shishim mil. Keneged machane sol. Mashaloya kishabir choysam Moshe. Moshe didn't go that far. Vizem ibnei kibirchas bilam abrocha azos bepoel yoser. It's more of a blessing because it has no drawbacks. It has no
negativity in it all. Because Bilam's talking about the real foundation of who Klal Yisrael is. Shall Yoda Yisrael in Bepol Agoma, that through he's describing how come they are the reality of this world. Lakach Yunivosal Gam came Bepol Hagomer al Yisrael. Lakach, or you call holy Shishim Mil, Keneged Gunmachana Yisrael. And of course, you understand that the Shishim is not at random. Because we know that there's Shishim Ribo, we spoke about it before, Pesach, why the 600,000 description of Klal Yisrael, we discussed that in a Maral before Pesach. But all your Birchos of Shovels below Tokoch, didn't have anything, Mashalom, all your Kach, Birchos Yaakov and Moshe, the Zeki Yaakov and Moshe, all your Klal Yisrael, because they're part of it. Moshe can't describe the essence of Klal Yisrael because he's part of it. He's not the real Eidus, like we said at the beginning. He's part of it in reality. He's the one who gives it form. He's all of it, as we discussed. L'kach dafka Bilam shuzulas Yisrael. He's an outside. The next we saw lo bepol agomo. Lakachay misnava yisol mitzatzuroshin sheyisol. He can define the ultimate format of what Klal Yisrael is all about. I'm showing them some bepol v'kfar amos sheyisol nimtzu shleimim lagamrei. They're the complete nation mitzatamitzatzuroshim. Al v'shalom mitzatamitzatzuroshim. You'll find chisorin. So Yaakov can find Moshe. They weren't talking about the foundation, they were talking about how it manifests itself, so they could define there's a chisor, and therefore it wasn't complete. Go please to the next paragraph. Umipnei she'ein Bilam oei v'sisoel. Since Bilam does not love Klal Yisrael, ad she'yovu mimenu abrocho l'Yisrael. That mean, in other words, he wouldn't give them a bracha. He's sinner. Right. He hates us. He giadov zayideh shabol kalalism. The whole thing came about because he was wanted to curse us. For hafach Hashem is baruch lebracha. Hashem flipped it. For lakach looya miyuchad lepoel zeh rak moav Bilam. Now, if you look at the bottom, it means Bilam is the all of the one that comes from Moav, and Moav is the one who hates us. V'zeki umas Moav eim ruchokim mina
Yisrael. What he's saying here, that when he says Hayozma Shabilam Yichalusu, that it was Melech Moav who asked Bilam to curse.
Right, because they're all
right. So that's why it's the combination.
Right, and they are ruchokim. Shul Motzin al Shul Uma Shetziva Lo Yavo Bikal Hashem Rak Moav. Nowhere else in the Torah does it say that they can never come in. Mitzrayim maybe a little, but not period. Uvezeh Noda Ki Moav Meruchak Mi'Yisrael. Ubilam Gam Kein Meruch. He's also Kedisa Perik Chelik. Bilam below Am. That's why he's called that way. What does it mean? He has nothing to do with the real Am. That was the real Am. Klal Yisrael. Bilam, Gemara says, below Am. Davracha bola Am. He wants to swallow the Am up. Ben Baor, Shebo al Ba'ir. He what? He's coming against us. Right, Tana Shubar who Kovish Rashos and David shows Echad bime Yaakov, Echad bime Shvatashovim, Umash Mo, Lavan Shmo. Hear that? The year appears below Am She'ein Lo Madregus and the Vuel Fikach Nikor below Am Ve'in La'arch Magozev Ve'chein below Am. So therefore, it fell. That's Bilam. So Bilam is coming to say the Eidus. Because he's the Sona, and he's the Keneged, so his Eidus is real Eidus. And he could say, when he says the Eidus, he's saying on the whole makeup of the Am, because he's not only not a part of it.
For whose benefit is he making? Is he saying
it? For Umma Soilam.
What do we care?
Not what do we care. This is a very big assert, and there's two parts to it. Number one is that the Umma Soilam will always come with a taina, right? They didn't know. What's the answer? Bilam, your own prophet spoke about it. And the other problem is because we're over that Rabbeinu Shalom always has a tzad that we might believe what they have to say. Zoish chukas ha-tayra. Why? Because shelo yomu ha-goyim. The goyim will come and say that it doesn't make sense. Who cares what they have to say? No, Rabbeinu Shalom's not interested in what they have to say. But if they say it,
he wants to protect
you them. Might believe it. And that he has to protect. So he says, chukas. Same thing here. They're going to come and say they didn't know. They didn't. So Bilam himself is the one who says about Klal Yisrael. So therefore, receive what the others are saying. Right? See what the New York Times has to say about you on the good days. Then you'll see what Klal Yisrael really is, not the other way. Right? So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used, that's what, when the Ramban says that the whole thing is for the Maila of Yisrael, this is what he means. That he neither used Bilam, and he made him give him get profit, and he could say all these things for to show the Maila of Yisrael for our advantage, both for ourselves and for Keneged, the guy. Now, let's go back to the original Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Let's look back at that Gemara in Baba Basra from the beginning. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says, "Umi Kosan, who wrote all of it? Moshe Kosav Sifrai Upashas Bilam." Now, what did Rashi say? Rashi says that he didn't need it. Nevuasav Umasholav Afu Pishenim Tzorchei Moshe. So when we read that Rashi, we didn't understand what those words mean. What do you mean, they're not for the Tzorchei Moshe? For Moshe, he doesn't need it. For what Moshe wants to do with Torah, you don't need Bilam. And you don't need Bilam's prophecy, because it's not doing for us. The Tzorchei Bilam is for the nations of the world. So therefore, Bilam is put into the Torah for the gain for the nations of the world to understand who we are, as the Ramban's Lashon is, for Milas Yisrael. That's what this Gemara means. Letzad Moshe himself and what Moshe needs to do for Klal Yisrael, Bilam isn't needed. But what the Torah, what the Rabbeinu Shem wants in the Torah, is that now the Umas Olam will have nothing to say, because their own prophet is there to say what had to be said. So therefore, Bilam is put into the Torah. But not because of what Moshe needs. It's for, as we see in the Maral and the Maramban, say, for the Umas Olam, we could say, for the Milas Yisrael. That's why he needed it. And that's what this Gemara means here. And that's now this Rashi, the words come alive. Pachel Bilam Nuvuaso Msholov Afal Pishenim Tzorchei Moshe. V'Torasa, you didn't need it. To say the Maitzav, he didn't need it. But he needs it, he puts it there because he wants to Mesoilam to see what their own people say about these great people called Klal Yisrael. This is a tremendous insight into this Gemara.
He brings out a beautiful. What is Shabbos?